So give a warm welcome to Günther Dück.
So, hallo.
Hello.
Heute hat einer getwittert, leg mir auch ein Handtuch raus.
Someone wrote on Twitter, please roll out a towel for me, i.e. reserve a seat.
Über gut und schlechte Aufmerksamkeit.
So, good and bad attention today. Unbiased. I'm not gonna, talk about people I don't like. Just, like a doctor. I'm just gonna look at people and say, well, this is it. And then the man gets up and punches him in the face and says, I want a different opinion. No, so I'm gonna talk about, we don't have to do, too many ads here. This is a cover of a wonderful book. So yeah, good attention. Nice, right? I designed it like that. So, if you're in a meeting, look at my shirt, and you also need a mug that says the same thing. So you don't need to wear a tie even. And, we're suffering because of this, and I want to reflect on that. So, meetings, politics. It's a wide range of, blah, 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 equality, whatever, you can talk about in order to not do anything about it. So all of these phenomena. Let's talk about the internet itself. Maybe, it was created 20 years ago. I don't know. Well, 1987, email started, so 30 years, and it's been around ever since. And we all, started to have these dreams of the internet creating a better society. It's like the sort of utopia where you imagine this great land, and I want to be there. And then there's, more and more people coming, and there's robbery. And then there's commercialism, there's commercial tourism, and, it all goes downhill from there. And with the internet, it's just like that. So you have all these idealists here, and, they're very sad that they're not alone anymore, which would be nice. And now there's a lot of people coming here, and this is basically like the rejection of Adam and Eve from paradise, from Eden. So we can just read the story of how America was discovered. So you have these pilgrims coming into America. And then, like, I think 17 years later, they started, fighting with the Native Americans. And yeah, it took like 10 years, and it's just like that with the internet. And I just want to say that this is sort of a natural development. It's not that surprising, and we have to deal with that. We have to think about that. We cannot just say, well, the others, they're sort of disrupting this thing. So we have to find a way to live together. So, is this going to work? Yeah, I always have to talk about digital transformation these days, and this is terrible. I have to repeat again and again, people, seriously, my first email address is from 1987, and this was a major security risk. So at IBM, we wanted to have like a sort of shielded off security, and there were lots and lots of things that were forbidden. I had to, some guy from Cuba called, and he asked about whether he could have something from university, and I asked like if I could send it to him, and then I was told that Cuba was on some sort of blacklist from American companies, so don't do that, like, ever. And I asked, like, could you send it via email? And then they said, and I thought, you know, this might be okay, because there's no rules written on email yet. So, like, security wasn't that well known. The first virus, it was some sort of Christmas tree, and you could click on it, and then once you did that, it sort of, like, spread to all your contacts via mail. So, yeah, that worked. And then they were looking for the scapegoat to fire him, but obviously it was our boss. And so he had that many contacts, it like spread virally, actually. And in 1990, I was a manager, and there was some guy, his phone bill was like more than 10 Deutsche Mark per month, and the company had to pay for that. And so we had 400 researchers, and we had one 64K internet connection for all of them. And we had 3,000 Deutsche Mark phone bill. So, you know, you could see, like, whoever whose bill was more than 10 Deutsche Mark, you could see, like, oh my God, you know, they were really great at networking. And then there's these transformation guys coming in. So a lot of people here aren't even that old. So since 1987, it's been 30 years, and now we're still like sort of discussing whether you should have tablets in classrooms, and all of this, like, it's stressful, and all of these economic scientists, they invented a sort of term, transformation, and it's like the regular people here in the room, they say like disruption, revolution, something's happening. But yeah, it's been happening for 30 years, and like these economic guys, they still talk about transformation. They don't want to talk about a real sort of change, like about digital change. So, you know, my phone right now, it's in flight mode. But if I were to turn it on, it would show E, Edge. So, you know, this is the capital. Even next to the German parliament, I was there recently. It was all E's. And there were
Pokemon.
And there were two Owei Pokemon sitting in front of the German parliament. So, so somebody on Twitter said inside there's even more of them. 600 more. So yeah, I always have to talk about internet. Is that, like, you know, is it good or bad? Is it a curse, or is it some sort of blessing? And yeah, we're gonna talk about that. And a lot of people haven't even arrived. You know, they aren't online. And we're talking about health, you know. We have all these sensors all over our bodies. And you say healthy if you have an H, you know, or LTE, like a good connection. So if you have E, you're sort of half dead. And I heard, you know, there's ministers coming here, so not just dinosaurs, but also Andrea Nahles from the SPD party. And yeah, there's a dinosaur next to her, and I think that is a fitting image. So yeah, the important people are here.
Ich weiß nicht, ob das ungerecht ist. Man mault immer, aber ich kenne meine Terminkalender ja auch. Aber
yeah, it's sort of unfair. I know, you know, my calendar.
Wo ist Dobrindt?
But let's ask. Where is Dobrindt? Dobrindt being the German minister for transportation and communication.
Den würden wir wahrscheinlich auspfeifen für das E.
We're probably gonna, you know, boo him for the E on our phones. But, you know, yeah, we're not brave enough to do that because of the election coming up. So yeah, we have this whole story. You have to do all of these captions. You cannot just talk about the stranger, Camus. Just, you know, look at this video and within 3 seconds your whole life is going to change. And obviously that is stuff, you know, that you want to click on, and then you look at ads, and that's the stuff we have to fight against. I don't even want to talk about hate or, you know, all of the strong stuff. Like regular, you know, day-to-day bullshit is enough. And I just want to talk about this Flachsinn, this regular nonsense, this everyday nonsense. And I write a lot, and nowadays you're sort of forced to do these weird captions, these weird titles. You know, once you read this, it's going to blow you away. And so I have to deal with people, and they say, you know, people my age, like retirees, you can't demand that they're gonna, like, you know, deal with the internet. This is like practicing riding a bike for the elderly, because you can fall down. But when we say, you know, we have this small child learning to ride a bike, and it's obvious that it's, you know, gonna fall down from time to time, but with, like, 43, 58, 63, we have this sort of feeling that it's like past a point to learn about the internet, and you always have to tutor them. And yeah, this is what are teachers going to do? What are doctors going to do once there's a new method, a new operation? Or maybe there's some advisor here and there's some new hype about big data, like, do I still have to learn that? Do I, you know, need to start doing big data?
Maybe
he needs like 4 weeks vacation to do some course on that. So, yeah, nobody wants to start.
So I'm going to jump into this rather old building. This is a design from 1790. I don't know. The outside of the book used to be different before. So what stood on the outside, on what's now the back end, is now the frontispiece. So if you look at the title of Robinson Crusoe, it's actually a very, very long title, how he went away and the book is by Jeremy Bentham. He made this famous suggestion of the panopticon, and this is, basically the foundations of the buildings. You have where you have these points in the middle is where the prisoners live, so it's basically a circular prison, and in the center point a guard is watching, and, Jeremy Bentham said, this is an excellent model for schools, prisons, and businesses. So schools, hospitals, the principle applies similarly. So this is an example from a prison in Cuba. Fidel Castro himself was imprisoned here. So this is actually a heritage site or a museum site. And this is really the place where someone is watching. I got these images from the Wikipedia, but the image, the idea was transported by Michel Foucault, who didn't even live to see the internet in its current form, even though he developed this idea of the panopticon and was very close to what he meant at the time. So we have someone, a guard, looking using maybe binoculars, checking out every single prisoner, what are they doing in their cells. So, but of course the idea is, the guard, could go on leave for 3 weeks. Maybe they wouldn't even notice. The feeling of being observed, of being constantly watched, is enough to exert this kind of control. And this was used in the 60s or maybe in, well, in general efficiency in enterprises. This is what we today call review, how successful are certain benchmarks of productivity. And the managers say, well, if you don't work decently, you're going to do the review until you turn blue. So you always have to send in some kind of reports and send in more reports. And you're, well, closely monitored. This is the enterprise or business culture we have now. So we have measuring benchmarks, and we have this control system where one person is enough not only to control the numbers itself, but just to make sure that someone is there who might check those numbers. And that's, of course, what induces fear. And if you think in this context, what does it mean to be noticeable or to be conspicuous? Well, if that's the kind of doctor's terminology, the socially awkward or don't fit in, a misfit. And we have the similar situation in companies. So don't, prick up your ears or don't make yourself noticed. This is the system that work, well, basically transforms us into. This is another image. It's not very clear. There's another talk at the moment that by the magazine T3N that you're not supposed to nick stock photos, but I'm not, of course. So this is someone 70 years old, 70 year old motif.
Da oben, das ist das Stageville.
The caption at the top, this is a prison in Illinois, a state prison, and this is still in operation today. This is quite sort of artistic photography. So now we have this refurbished floor, but still have about 1,000 prisoners. These aren't ideas that are only from the 1790s. There are still people who enjoy this kind of setup.
Das ist aus Venedig. Das ist ungefähr genau dasselbe.
This is a
Venice.
So, of course, this is a change of perspective. In the prison, we're anticipating the observation, and this is the other perspective. This is us looking down and being observant ourselves from the cubicle or from these chambers. But in this model, the opposite is the case. You have to gain or garner attention. So if you just a screw in the
ganz sicher nicht. Und heute ist es so, dass die
in the working culture we have 20 years of basically being just a brave, well-behaved clerk in the background, but today this culture has changed in some sense. Well, the visibility question, I think that's not what humans are. Visible.
Dann sage ich, will ich befördert haben.
So there was this woman working at IBM mainframes, and so she held like the whole place together, and whenever she would come out from under a mainframe, like everything would come crashing down. And then once in a meeting, like I was asking, like, do any of you guys know this woman? And everybody was like, no, we don't know her. And I said, well, I do. And if someone is not visible. This is an error in qualification, because if someone is good, like managers think that, you know, you're going to be like, look at me, I'm great. Just like in the theater. And if you don't do that, like from the point of view of the actor, you have like this bad image. So this new model is do good and talk about it. Continuously talk about it, because you need all these clicks and likes. You need this feedback. Earlier, you shouldn't be noticeable. You shouldn't be noticed at all. But today, the opposite is true. And so this is a paradigm shift. And I found another image illustrating this. About marketing. So I'm suffering from newsletters. At every conference I am, they always want to send you more, and I always try to opt out to unsubscribe. But I don't even know what's like in my inbox. It just keeps on piling up, like ever since a year ago. Google doesn't even take all mail. It's like they always tell me that I could, win like 17,000 euros. And I reply from time to time, under a million, I won't even participate. I have much better offers from different people. So you can see here there's these images in red, and there's probably some marketing director, who's like, red, that's we need that, that's the new hype, red. So for 3 years, everyone's going to be like, yeah, everything has to be red, and then, it changes again. And so people started noticing recently that there's different, types of attention. Sometimes you have to be an employee, sometimes you have to be an actor, and but I still suffer from all these spammers, from all these spam emails, and I have to pick and choose like what's important and what's not. And so Grimm's Fairy Tales, I looked up something.
Die Mutter sagt zum Rotkäppchen.
Mother tells Little Red Riding Hood, go to Grandma and, stay on the path, don't get distracted. And on the internet, all we're talking about is distracting Little Red Riding Hood. There's, hordes of wolves coming at you, trying to distract you, and there's flowers everywhere. And I won't make it to Grandma, like, ever. I'm just gonna, sit down and drink the wine that I'm carrying. And so all of these various points of view just, mess up this whole discussion, and I'm just trying to untangle it a little bit. So just a quick side note, I want to spread this foreign word in German. It says Fahrtisch. It's the Wikipedia entry is like two lines, so it means content-free communication. So I don't mean your boss. But there's phatic communication, and that is not about content. It's not about what is being communicated, but there's an open channel for communication. So maybe you have an infant, and the infant, after 8 weeks, it also understands that it has a dad. It's sort of, disappointing for me, but it always wants to see the eyes of its mother, and it just doesn't want to understand that, mom is doing something else in the next room, and it has to be sure that there's this sort of communication channel using the eyes, and this is phatic communication. And they just look at each other and they don't say anything, and they're just being together. And this is Facebook. So, people talk about their shit, likes, hearts, I wish I were, I love you, blah, blah, blah. all of this empty talk, we can just explain that by calling it phatic communication. It's just a statement saying, I'm there, you are there, and nothing more. It's just hello and a photo. Oh, my, you know, my son's in America. He's, you know, he uploads a picture, he's fine. You don't even want to look at the picture, maybe you don't want to download all that stuff, but my son isn't even that great of a photographer, actually. But he's there, and, you know, we're happy. This is nice. And these guys from Facebook, so I'm trying to educate them here. Grandpa, this is phatic. And you know, you have to be a part of that, and then you can probably understand it.
So as you can see, these are filter bubbles. We do actually have some on sale outside also. Yeah. It's quite hard not to slag off about filter bubbles, because we have these various concepts. We say they're kind of not open for advice or improvement. And, well, every bubble seems to hate another or
Facebook teil,
one another. One single Facebook item that I posted before Christmas had no likes and no comments. Maybe someone has dared to do something in the meantime, but that's the only one there is. And it was some, I'm not sure, even sure about the website, top women website, about important German prominent women. And I made some kind of Christmassy comment from the Christmas calendar, and now I'm going to dare to say it. Love thy neighbor like yourself and don't call them deplorables.
Kriegt die Menschheit immer nur so eine Hälfte, findet ihr gut.
So that's humanity, that you can always find a part or half that you can like or not. And the German politician Sigmar Gabriel, I do regret that or take that personally. So there are refugees and also Germans, and they're all people, and that doesn't work out like this. This is referring to comments made last year in the course of the refugee debate. Well, we have the same thing in schools. If, you know, if your kid says you arsehole to a teacher, if you address the question, why did you say that? This is some inherent pain, something maybe that can be resolved in communication. And that was something that Sascha Lobo mentioned in his talk yesterday. And through this conversation, you can maybe see other people's hurts and see processes and emotions in people's faces. But I don't want to say that it's always the others sitting in the filter bubble. So I think we should be a bit more careful with the terminology here.
Ich mag das gar nicht so sehr, wenn die Leute immer sagen, du hast mir aus der Seele gesprochen. Ich wollte gerne, dass, wenn sie irgendwas mit was echt nicht einverstanden
sind. So I'm not really looking for compliance, or if you do have something to oppose, or if you have another opinion, I'm happy to hear it.
Im Waldspaziergang neben Damen Oberbekleidungskabinen, also überall wo man Zeit hat.
So everywhere, where you're relaxed in your everyday life, on the escalator, in the queue, and the best leisure time you can have is if someone says, if someone's talking nonsense. You can maybe just attach to that and have your own thoughts and want to maybe contradict someone. And maybe, well, if you just go along with that, well, your blog article is almost ready.
Das heißt, man spritzt man innen drin so, ist alles selig in der Filterblase, ist alles schön, und dann spritzt man noch Gift auf die anderen draußen. Also dass man, und von draußen lässt man aber nichts reinkommen. Es gibt auch Halbleitermanagement. Also das ist, es wird alles von oben so runtergestellt. Ja, so jeder Scheiß kriegt man so einen Arbeitsplatz, und wenn man sagt, hey, aber, Ruhe. Also nach oben geht nichts, das ist normal im Betrieb. Und dann gibt's, ich habe nur so ein paar Wörter.
So I just added a few words here as kind of buzzwords. It's the permeability of the different zones, maybe, that I'm referring to. So we have banality, just we have these typical commentators who just jump into any discussion and then just bring some platitude like, oh, I think money should be abolished.
Und da haben wir diese Achtsamkeitsinitiative entworfen, wofür jetzt gerade Opfer suchen, die sich,
or maybe people who are
immer zu da.
Ja, und always sensitizing for their sensibility projects or mindfulness, always suggesting that it's exactly the topic that their work is referring to. And I think this is a delicate balance to find expressions that don't upset any of these groups.
Hallo.
And you have this, well, these comics. It starts off with hello. If I put two stick figures on my Twitter comic, maybe some feminist would say, why is the patriarchy in this comic being, or whatever. There are just so many reflexes, and well, that was the penis parade I'm referring to, and I did engage. So you don't really have that moment of peace, you just have the quick fire strategies, and I think that was what Sascha Lobo was referring to yesterday, just being slightly more gentle. But if the response is, well, I'm a kick-ass feminist, well, yeah.
Und dann muss man halt aufpassen. Ja, und dann diese Orthographie, die kam gestern auch schon vor, ohne H.
So we have here orthography spelt without an H. These are the people who are constantly insulted, and I don't really like the style. If you're really discussing an important topic, well, just always be pointing out spelling errors. So probably here in this room there are quite a number of people with communication studies background. That's not what you do. You don't go into this with this fight mindset, or you can just, well, provoke the others. This is a
warum macht man das?
The hybris of also the educated class is really so always intervening and criticizing. But this is a process. I'm not trying to evaluate it. I'm just trying to put a few terms into this discussion. So imagine you're doing corporate PR, you have all these groups, competitors, clients, investors.
Die Börse sprang hoch.
Press, media. And you see all these little ecosystems, basically, and it has, well, maybe your press release has different effects for the press and for the investors. So you can see similar effect in politics. If you're any concrete statement you might state make publicly, there's going to be a wave of contradiction, and so that's why everything is watered down, and everyone is just, yeah, I'm humanist, and but measured and social, of course, and just not making any statements anymore. This is a suffering. This isn't actually what I called phatic communication before, and not content free. This is just the performance, because I have to say something, but I'm actually missing the mark. So this is the feeling of sitting in a panopticon. Sometimes I do get these kind of newsletters. I don't know if you know them. They're stereotypical. They're supposed to garner attention, of course, but they're all the same phrases, really. Globalization is increasing. And I know that there's going to be, the next sentence is going to be, come to our whatever conference for 1,000 euros a day. So costs are increasing. Oh, yeah. Into the bin. Still waiting for peace. Our souls shouldn't be neglected at work. Self-centered or self-confirming statements. Well, this is just for me, I think this is...
Ja, also wenn hier Marketingleute sind, also vielleicht bin ich
for the bin. Maybe I'm a difficult client. A lot of people do tell me that.
Das kann sein.
It's quite possible. So maybe my empirical filter bubble is just, well, I'm too reactive, but that's my personal impression, that a lot of people just try and get away with this kind of content-free communication.
Gibt, die anstatt dass man anständige Sätze schreibt, machen sie lieber irgendwelche
so there's lots and lots of groups of people, you know, they, instead of writing something meaningful, they just talk about likes and keywords and stuff.
Also kriege ich auch dauernd Angebote, nimmt auch dauernd zu.
It's also, you know, I receive a lot of offerings from these kinds of people. We looked at your website, you know, it just, you know, it's quite good, but add a few pictures, you know, it's gonna be better, you're gonna have more clicks. It's just like 200 euros. But I know all that. Like, what? Why would I want more clicks? Like, sometimes companies even drowning clicks, and you know, the bosses, they really like what the marketing people did, but the management forgets that, you know, they bought all these likes, and they think that, you know, their products are popular and are being bought, but in reality all you have to do is likes. So, you know, you have these buzzwords, we're a good company, you know, we changed our logo, our look, you know, we're gonna go forward with more strength, and all of this content-free talk, you know, they actually believe in it. And this is sort of a made work, and that she can, you know, that sells really well, and also, you know, search engine rankings and stuff. This is all, you know, black magic, but we know how it works. And, you know, don't want to talk badly about it. These are all, like, you know, pretty pictures.
Kann man im Buch nachlesen. Ich will da jetzt nicht so drauf.
And so there's more and more areas that, you know, can be written about. So this feeling of me not wanting any attention, not wanting any anger, just, you know, peace and equality, this is what the politicians do. But if I want attention, then, you know, there's this magic box of tools I can use. And these have criminals, they're using this, and, you know, this is sort of a flood that's overwhelming us. And a minority saying, like, look at all this, you know, shit. And I always said that, you know, this is going to give us like some sort of digital dementia, and we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't participate. The people who do not want to participate with all this bullshit, they, you know, they feel attacked. And we admire, you know, that you can actually use the internet to win elections. And so. And the Democrats, you know, they say, you know, well, you know, all of these populists, they're not going to be elected anyway, but, you know, you can sense, you could sense in the U.S. election last year, you know, like this guy, probably Clinton thought so too, this guy, you know, disqualifies himself. But all of this stuff, it gets a lot of clicks, and we're learning that right now. We're in some sort of learning process, but, you know, it's not a pleasurable process, and obviously we didn't think that, you know, this could enable him to become president when we had the internet in the beginning, and now everyone's amazed and blown away, and now we're doing this sort of small demos against him, but he just keeps on twittering. And now when we look at the state of the world we're in, how can we, like, use, you know, bad attention to reach good goals? So we know this from teachers in classrooms, and there's always, you know, this one guy disrupting your class. And we know, you know, there's lots of different strategies from Mazov, how we can use this negative attention and transform it. It's not that bad. You know, you always get into the newspaper, like soccer players, they just have to, you know, say one sentence about their team trainer, like, you know, I talked to our trainer, and we had this sort of, you know, slight disagreement over some points, and this will get you into a newspaper, and it's not that hard. And so you can use this sort of class clown guy and use him, because obviously when you tell him shut up, like, that's not gonna work. He can't shut up. And so the people who do this at school, like, I'd like to see some statistics on how much these guys, these former class clowns, are making 20 years later. And I think they're making more than their peers. So, but we ignore all of these developments. And now at Republika, we're, you know, striving to create good attention. But we don't have to do that. We can actually use, like, evil measures to create attention for ourselves, like even with fake news. And I don't know if I'm up to date on this, but 1,000 views on some ad, on some banner ad, like, I don't even have to click it, just, like, you know, looking at it, loading on my page. That sells for €3. And if I say something like, you know, Angela Merkel cheats on her husband, and this and 1,000 people look at this, then I can make quite a lot of money. And if I change the sentence to read cheats on her husband, do you want to know with whom? And people keep on clicking, then I earn 15,000 euros. And one more saying, you know, you're still like, you know, anxious to know. I'm going to tell you soon, you can make a lot of money just with some sort of good algorithm. And these are the regular, you know, prices nowadays in online advertisement. So, you know, we have newspapers in Germany pleading to their readers, please turn off your ad blocking software, please.
And
so, but with my son now, the ad blocker is like more complicated than the computer itself, because it always, you know, demands your attention. And I just want to state that you can use all of these mechanisms to make a lot of money. So, you know, what do I care about the things I said yesterday? We're all in this sort of, you know, process together, and there's a lot of money in it. And so as a mathematician, I'm, you know, maybe a bit irritated by the fact that some people here are afraid of algorithms, and I can even write one, I think. I looked at this office chair, and I want to, you know, I'm going to buy it, but I need to know where I can buy it. And then I looked it up, but the store that sells it, you know, they close at 4 p.m. and they're not open on Saturday. And now this is like to do item in our family to, you know, once you're free, like just buy it. And I looked where you can buy one in Mannheim in Germany. And for the past 3 months, like, I've been, you know, overwhelmed with advertisements for this chair. And now there's a woman named Winkler telling me to buy a chair. And that was my secretary, my assistant at IBM 5 years ago. So even they found out that I want to buy a chair. And this algorithm can be devised by everyone in this room. And, you know, all of this is still pretty stupid, so I wouldn't be too afraid, actually. But it's, you know, blown up to be this sort of very evil thing, but sometimes you just have to wait and see. And if we look at Google, you know, they... I enter, like, every hotel I go to into Google Maps, and so I can find it again. So there's lots of stuff, you know, that's quite useful, and you don't even need an algorithm for that. You just have to enter the address into your Maps application, and so you don't need to, you know, be in conflict with everything. And so this is, you know, also an important topic, but I'm not going to go into that beyond the picture. And so hurting people, I don't get hurt all that much. Like, the worst thing someone wrote to me is like, in the fall, you know, you're gonna get shot, alluding to hunting season. And I was like, oh, so you like to shoot deer. So yeah, but he deleted the post, so it's just my reply still there, so you can't see what it's about. So, you know, jumping through all of these hoops, these cargo posts and stuff, it's sort of a learning by doing process. When I was at IBM, you know, you get used to all of these different kinds of communication, and you get, you know, more aware. You learn what gets on other people's nerves, and you're always supposed to talk about storytelling to to tell nice stories. And then I think of, you know, these nice stories, but then people reply, oh my gosh, this reminds me of something really bad that happened in the past. And so you're not supposed to talk about that. And then a lot of people say, you know, I don't want to engage with this anymore. And, you know, they stay away. And once I wrote something for Zeit Online, a big German publication, and they always like add their own headlines, and that's always what gets me into trouble. So the titles, the headings of the articles aren't my own. I just make the article, I just make the book, but the heading isn't mine. And I might have, you know, said something in an oral interview talking about how everyone should be a Jedi. We need, like, you know, new role models, not these Johnny Too Goody. No, we don't need like these, you know, straight A students, but we just like need brave people who dare to do what they want. But then they changed the title of the interview to "Everybody Should Be a Jedi Knight," and so people, you know, were attacking me like, you know, should the unemployed just pick up a lightsaber? And yeah, this isn't so nice. And now on my own page, you know, there's sort of this filter bubble and everyone's quite nice there. But once you go out, like, to the big German online publications, it's, yeah, it's a storm out there, basically. So talking about Aristotle and his grave, and, you know, people get really mad at the very unimportant things. And so there's this, you know, shitstorms that last for 7 minutes, and then Trump posts a new tweet, and then the whole the whole band keeps on moving on. And you just have to, like, you know, strive to be like Trump and to do something new every day. And Schulz from the SPD, he tried to do that, and he managed for 3 days. But then afterwards, again, people ask, like, who's Schulz once that ended? And so it's not even that dangerous to say something wrong. There's very little things that, you know, stick around, stick to you forever. Like, you know, my retiree payments are safe from German politician 15 years ago. And maybe a comment on the stock exchange. If you want to earn money using attention, so there's a scale here, but you can't see it. This is from January 11 to January 17. So at this point, there was a hype about 3D printing. And all cameramen and women started filming 3D printers because, you know, everybody was like, well, you know, soon we're going to print everything, like even infants. And I wanted to engage with a startup where you could, like, buy copies, like models of German soccer players, and I think they're still around. So yeah, and if you're like pregnant, you can scan your own body and the baby, and then you can have like the sort of Russian puppets over your fireplace. And so I didn't even know that. I thought, you know, maybe I should buy some stock. And then I thought about that during Christmas, and it went up like in a major way. And the biggest company on the market is D3D. systems, something. And obviously it was about all the hype created by the media. So, but then people found out, you know, there's actually, you know, you can't really print food or anything. It's just like, you know, balls, but then you can't print all colors, it's just blue for some reason. And now in 2017, we, you know, there's slow progress, but stock value is down anyway because there's no more hype. And so this is the point where people really earn a lot of money, and I want to point that out. That's a really, really bad development, but the press doesn't talk about it. This, again, is regular stock exchange information. There's this open-end Borussia Dortmund paper. So there's 300 different certificates on Borussia Dortmund, a German soccer team, that you can buy. And so the banks are doing certificates that fans of the soccer team Borussia Dortmund can buy. And so you have to say that there's this is an objective product, and there's a knockout barrier at €2.60. And if the value for even one day is below €2.70, it's worthless. And so, and I don't want to, you know, be rude here, but when you shoot Marco Reus, one of their players, then the value goes down below 2.7, and this has, you know, real-world effects. And this is not just to talk about this one guy who did the attack in his hotel room, but this, we don't know what would happen if, like, the whole, if all of these certificates would go, would have no value anymore. And is it 10 a.m. yet? Just read about it. Like, if you're in a company, if you're a company that is victim of an attack, and then from within a second, you're just, you know, gonna not have any more funds, and no one's gonna give you any more funds because of your credit ratings. So the bank's just gonna say, like, yeah, we have to think about this, and the stock value goes down even further. And after 3 months, you're bankrupt. So there's companies that are not to blame in any way. Regular middle-sized companies, and they sometimes, you know, go down. But then obviously all the investors, you know, talk about how middle-sized companies aren't trustworthy investment anymore. And just like when you have to pay off your house and the interest goes up, you can pay for it, and there's lots and lots of people lose their jobs, and all of this is just because somebody wrote something on the internet or, you know, made a bomb explode. And this evil, you know, we also have to deal with that. And I always wonder, you know, what are we gonna do about this? And there's the humanities, like, what are they doing? And there's Caroline Emke, who did a talk here yesterday. But the Gadamer and all the other guys, they're dead now. Like, but so this is very abstract. But you know, the top guys from the humanities, like, they're sort of sociophobes. They they're lacking, and I miss them. Like, so, you know, come out. Maybe just, you know, argue that all of this isn't that great of an idea, but we need guys from the humanities to come out and argue with us. So what can we do? I love the term stream smart. So book smart are the people who are smart from books, but stream smart, you know, these are people with machines like bloggers that inform about certain topics to keep a discussion going, keep a discussion alive, because it's so hard to, you know, really discuss something nowadays. So in a column, you know, if you have new shit every 7 minutes, you cannot discuss anything in 7 minutes. And so we need people who stick to a certain topic to collect data, to collect material, and really discuss it and come to a conclusion. Like, you know, if somebody talks about raising government childcare payments up 2 cents, you know, it just, you cannot do that. Like, people start talking about France and comparing to Germany to other countries, and it's just a nonsense discussion. And so now they're talking about new payments for the central public TV and radio stations. So I don't know if I want to pay for German, you know, crime television. So should we? So I would say cut all of this. Like, the basic idea was to give news on television and on the radio to people in rural areas. And for the past 30 years, we've done that. And now we can, like, you know, have a new discussion about what sort of content we want. And the basics from the past are gone, and now we have to rethink. So what do we want? Let's talk about, you know, a collection of media from the different stations. We have Jim Knopf, very popular children movies in Germany. And so there's enough material to care for, you know, people, for children growing up until the age of 18 for free. So why, you know, we have to talk about this. Why do teachers keep saying, you know, we can't show these images because there's copyright. We can't play these notes because there's copyright. So we have to, you know, shout out, call out to the public and tell them, you know, just give us everything you have for free, like put it in the public domain. And, you know, stop all these discussions and, you know, just do something. And now I have to stop, but there was a, 20 years ago, there was a book about how to behave on the internet. And this is talking about the internet 2.0 when, you know, the now we're at 4.0, but it was 20 years ago, version 2.0, how to be a decent being on the internet. And, you know, everything just went downhill from there. So why don't we just use that? And I found a new abbreviation, ISR, Individual Social Responsibility, because we're always talking about corporate, and, you know, the corporations start, you know, lying about what they're doing and why they did it. But maybe every one of us, every individual should just sit down every 3 months and just write down, you know, what did I do for my ISR, for my individual social responsibility value, and then reflect on that.
Montaduc.